Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
2-1.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition, installment, if you will, of RadioLawTalk.com. If you heard the intro, they said, now Fred Penny, who is not here again. Fred's got so much going on, doesn't he, Denise? I mean, Fred Penny is chief cook, bottle washer, burn candle at both ends, in the middle. If there was ever a proposal to turn a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week into 25 hours and 8 days, he'd be up for it, wouldn't he?
I think he already does that.
He probably already does. You know, that's why his calendars never work. He's looking for a day to sandwich in between Saturday and Sunday. So, Fred, we miss you. We'll see you back here next week. Todd Kunin filling in for him here and seated in the usual position of prominence. Denise Dirks, how you doing, Denise?
I'm doing great, and I'm looking straight at you.
That's right. I sat in a different spot this morning, didn't I? Yes. I sat across from Denise as opposed to at the head of the table here in the broadcast booth.
She likes that eye contact, I noticed.
I do.
Well, it's also because when she flicks rubber bands at me, she likes it to really inflict pain, and it's too far down the table to do it elsewhere.
Yeah, and when I throw the grapes, you know, to your mouth, it can get into your mouth.
I taught my bank teller how to do the rubber band off the pinky, you know, the pinky release, and so it's like a little. It's pretty cool. Yeah, now every time I go in, she shoots me with a rubber band. So,
you know, when I was a kid, kids don't have paper routes anymore, do they?
No.
So when I was a kid, when I was 13, 14 years old, I had a paper route, you know, and the newspaper company, they give you the papers and you got to fold them up and wrap them with rubber bands and go out and deliver them. And well, I had this big bag of rubber bands, and I remember like 3 days after I started, can I get another bag of rubber bands? What happened to the one you had? I have like 6 brothers and sisters, and I'm sure they're all over the place. I think the cat's eaten about a half dozen, but we got in a big fight. I need some more rubber bands.
And the vacuum cleaner is now officially damaged, but beyond repair.
Yeah, good times. And that smooth melodic voice that you hear, that's Cal Hunter. How you doing, Cal?
You know what? I'm doing well. I'm actually doing much better. I've been a little bit, you know, on the decline a little bit. The smoke, fires from the smoke made me kind of a little ill. I'm doing great now. I'm just doing great. Feeling good.
Looking smoke marvelous. From the fires, quotation marks.
Well, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Okay. All right. It's just, you know, as long as I think we're about due to do another show on the local marijuana laws.
I agree.
Right? Not local, but nationwide. See how things are going.
Yeah, we should update. That's a really good idea. That was pretty much one of our first shows.
That was one of the first shows I was on with Radio Law Talk. Was back when.
That was the first one you were on, huh?
I did one before. That
was it for
and the one before DUIs? That was about driving under the influence, field sobriety tests, things like that.
Got it.
Which was also a great show. They just busted a guy up in my part of the country who went in, rented some apartments and houses, ripped out the insides, and then turned them into inside marijuana grows. They got 900 plants from this guy. And people going, oh, the cartels, they don't impact. Are you kidding me? It's obviously somebody had to finance something like that.
Wait, 900 plants?
900 is not that much.
Well, how did they distinguish that? How did they distinguish that from personal use?
Well, it's
exactly. I was going to say that.
It's an indoor grow, so 900 plants do pretty well. That's a lot of money. Yeah.
If I remember correctly, folks, we're talking, originally it was the marijuana laws Colorado was the first, if I recall correctly, and then the other states just started coming along, and we addressed that here right around the time California was adopting the recreational use of marijuana and making that legal. And I remember doing the calculations. If you were really good, if you were a dynamo at horticulture, and you could get these things to grow under the personal use amount, the number of plants you could have, given an estimated street value, it was like you could have almost up to $140,000 of marijuana and still call it all personal use.
Yep. Six plants at a time, but you can roll through three or four growth cycles. So then
if you're really good,
and you've got 24 plants, indoor stuff is the primo stuff. Apparently, I don't know, but that's what I've been told.
Yeah, if you're really good, if it were me, I could raise a cactus in the desert, and it would still die. Okay, no green thumb here. I'm not really cut out for that.
And I can't kill a plant.
You can't kill
a plant? I
can't. Well, like morally, the plants are people too, or you just, whatever you do, plants always grow.
My plants always grow except my garden this year. My garden was a mess because it was just too hot.
Well, I'm an Idahoan, so when I walk into the grocery store, here's how bad I am. I walk into the grocery store by the bags of potatoes, and every time I get there, the potatoes look at me, and they all turn green, wither up, and die. I'm just not good at growing stuff. Just not.
Well, you are. In fact, that's one of the things I wanted to ask you today. I was thinking about this. You grow a wonderful beard. And so I was wondering when you're going to start growing your beard.
Well, you know, I was going to, and I just got a call from a local, because I'm not doing a show this year, but I did get a call from a local museum thing, and they want me to do the picture Santa. And I think I'm going to do that. So it means I either have to start growing or get a good set of whiskers, and they're hard to find. Ones that look good are hard to find.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to try not to take offense, given the fact that I've been doing the show with Denise for 4 years. And
when are you going to start growing?
And with the exception, of maybe 3 weeks or three instances of shows, I have always had at least a goatee, but most of the time a beard. Never once has Denise complimented me on my beard.
Well,
I'm hurt.
Well, mine looks really good.
Ouch. Well, yeah, yours looks really good. Cal grows his beard out, and he looks like Santa Claus.
Yes.
He's spitting image of Santa. If I grow my beard out, you know, I look like one of those twisted elves that's in the back who's trying to make Etch-a-Sketches but really can't up in the North Pole.
You look like the Alaska Bushman is what you look like.
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, I kind of like the rant.
I was going to say, that's upside downside.
Okay, I'll take it. But you know, this isn't radio beard talk, radio facial hair talk. It's not, radio potato talk or how to radio let's grow stuff talk. It's radio law talk, and we got law stuff to talk about today. What do we got on tap here? The South Carolina lawyer Murdaugh, more stuff about him.
What a story.
Is that a saga that just will never end? Speaking of things that will never end, we more Britney Spears updates here and her the father of her children, her former – were they ever married?
Yeah.
Okay, her former spouse, Kevin Federline, also a former dancer in her entourage, he is weighing in about what he thinks about the conservatorship. We got a California DJ filing a lawsuit over a Southern California oil spill. What else do we have here? Greenville attorney partners with wildfire litigation.
That's going to be a good one.
Yes, it is. Oh, now I was looking forward to this one just from the initial look alone. Hot tub on wheels. You know, if ever there was a service, you know, I need to DoorDash a hot tub. Why? Because I really need a good soak. If I could just, you know, what would they call it? Tub Hub? That's what they got to call it.
And bring some fried chicken with you if when you do that. Would you?
Absolutely. Well, we're heading into our first break, folks. We get back, we're going to have case or no case. Cal's going to try to stump us. And if he is, you know, Cal's risking his eternal damnation and future whatever for lying. But, hey, he'll do it for the points and maybe a free meal. We'll hear that when we come back, and then we'll get to the topics. You're listening to Radio Law Talk.
That's me. Points and a free meal. That's what I live for. Thank you, Todd. We hope you live for listening to Radio Law Talk, because we have a lot more of that coming up right here on the local station to which you are listening. And many of you are streaming at RadioLawTalk.com. We thank you. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a bit.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you owe $25...
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And the Ad Council.
Where's Fred?
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
Well, rumor has it that the real reason people tune into Radio Law Talk is because of Case or No Case. That's where Cal, tries to stump us. He comes up with a scenario. Well, he comes up with a fact pattern. Let's use legalese law school. He comes up with a fact pattern, gives it to us. We have to decide if it is really a case or not a case. And if we think that it is a case, it's something that really happened, what the outcome is. If he stumps us, he gets points. We keep points. First one to 50 points, the way we tally them, gets a free dinner paid for by the other folks that participate in this. Allegedly, Fred won two cycles ago. He has yet to get his. I won the last cycle. I have yet to get mine. I think when it comes to Fred and I are just going to DoorDash like a meal to each other and call it good. How's that sound?
So good. I like it. True facts or funky facts is what case or no case is all about.
Is that how you're getting around the word lying?
Calling yes.
No, I was not lying. I was providing funky facts.
Alternate.
Or as Black's Law Dictionary says, conventional puffery.
Okay.
That's how lawyers get around it. What do you got, Cal?
And here's what I have for you.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
In this high security environment that we live in, I have a question for each of you just to ruminate on. Is Microsoft fast and loose with their customers' data, especially in their cloud office system? Three Northern California business people seem to think so. They were at a Chamber of Commerce function one time, and the topic came up. One guy said, whenever I write something on Office 360, I get ads that pop up on that topic on my Facebook. He discussed the possibility that Microsoft shared their data with Facebook and other third parties without their knowledge and permission. That's against federal law, said one of them. Of course, one of them was a new attorney, and he said, I wonder if we can find out if this is really happening, and if so, in other words, do we have a case? Or no case. Todd, how would you like to start?
Well, my first thought was, the name may be, it's not called MicroStrict. they're micro, pro tip, for those of you questioning the strength of your relationship with your significant other, if you ever log on to your computer and these ads start popping up for local divorce attorneys or singles, something may be amiss, especially if you know you weren't looking for that stuff. But Denise is over here going,
I'm like, it happens all the time.
It happens all the time. What do you think? For those of you who don't know, Denise is a family law attorney, and so she handles divorce and child custody and all that kind of stuff. And so she's over there. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do.
And you do crime.
That's right. That's right. As long as I'm just not going to go.
So what do you think? Case or no case?
Case or no case? I'm going to say that this is a scenario. But as it relates to a specific case naming the people that you talked about, I'm going to say no case. It's a scenario. It's something here. It's something that public has been made aware of, and there's concerns. Hasn't materialized into a case yet.
Okay, fair enough. Denise Dirks, what say you, case or no case?
Is there any venue or any more information, like names or anything?
Washington State, the home state of Microsoft, yes, so.
Oh, okay. That makes it nicer.
Nice. I was really ticked off at the invasion of privacy, but it's Washington. So it's okay.
It's nice.
It's nice. Yeah. Let's all get along.
And they're a pot legal state. So they're all mellow.
You know, if it was a case, I think that Microsoft has a defense, because I think when you use Microsoft, you have to sign and agree to their data sharing. So there's a data sharing provision in their licensing agreement.
So when you go on the cloud there, you are just by clicking the I agree, you're doing as what I want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying.
You're voluntarily putting it up into the cloud storage, and I think there's some kind of an agreement between Microsoft and the end customers. But I don't think it's the case either.
Oh, she hates it when she has to do this. When Denise has to agree with me, it's like nails on a chalkboard for her.
It's distasteful.
Well, add that to the list of things about me that are distasteful. It's a very long list.
Okay, well, let me tell you how this all turned out.
Yes, please do.
Let me tell you how it all turned out. First off, somebody is going to be very happy. And that somebody is me.
Oh.
Okay. The case was filed by this new lawyer with the hope it would become a class action suit. But here's one analysis from that was turned down after the case was filed. These shocking allegations are accompanied by no evidence, none. One analyst said you will find no technical detail in the pleading, no reports of expert forensic examinations, no casual descriptions of observed data transfers, no anecdotes even. It's remarkable. What's even more remarkable is, if these allegations are true, again, a very, very, very big if, he says, then multiple other sources with far more technical resources have somehow missed Microsoft's blatant violations of privacy. So, yes, the case was filed, and the people who filed it lost. Microsoft lost.
Wow.
It was rejected rather flatly, shall we say, with a scathing analysis, I would think. If you're going to turn this in, show me some data and information here, right?
Well, you know what that means, right? That means that Washington State is not a notice type of a state where you have to allege a lot more in the complaints than you do in California.
Yeah.
Right?
A lot of times when these complaints are filed, the issue that I have with that is it makes it almost sound like you have to have all your I's dotted and T's crossed. And have all of your information before you even conducted a discovery. You know, a lot of times what really happened comes out in the discovery process, but that appears to have been gutted by this decision. But good for you, Cal. You got 2 points.
Yay, first
you're
time
10.
Now, the next time we're going to go to Washington again.
Okay.
For a different kind of alleged robbery, this time in a bank.
What do you want to bet Cal's looking for property in Washington, and that's why we have it? All right, we're at the bottom of the hour break, and Cal, wow, you're kind of...
I just want you to believe me, I do not want to move to Washington.
Okay.
I've been there, and everything turns moldy because it rains all the time.
That's the one reason I really couldn't live there is I got to be able to see the sun.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I have a daughter who lives there, and she comes in, the bottom of her shoes have mold on them. No, I'm just kidding. All right.
All right, well, we'll be back after this. We'll get to talking about, good heavens... college admission scandal trial results. I can't wait.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick Cut confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch.
Get the quick quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car. They'll have you looking sharp.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Another holiday season approaching. COVID will once again lead some families to make tough decisions on spending time together or apart.
Brown University, Dr. Ashish Jha telling CBS News yesterday what he thinks of vaccinated family members mixing with unvaccinated loved ones.
I don't think it's great. I'm not doing it. The issue is unvaccinated people, especially with Delta out there, are a real risk. They're risks to themselves. They can cause breakthrough infections in vaccinated people. So I think people just need to get vaccinated, and I think gatherings should be all vaccinated if at all possible.
Jha, though, does say he believes we have turned a corner, and while rocky days are still ahead, the worst is behind us. The white police officer who shot and paralyzed a black man will not face federal charges. The Justice Department announcing yesterday will not file charges against Kenosha, Wisconsin police officer Rustin Shesky for shooting Jacob Blake last year. Investigators say there's not enough evidence to prove Shesky willfully used excessive force. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Boys are weird.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. info@radiolawtalk.com.
So, if you've been following the news for the last year or so, and you've been following Radio Law Talk for the last year or so, one of the cases or one of the investigations by the Department of Justice that we followed was an investigation called Varsity Blues, and it was looking into and investigating a college admissions scandal. The allegations were that the wealthy were paying money and donating to fictitious charities and doing all sorts of stuff to grease the skids so that their kids, whom they believe wouldn't otherwise qualify to go to schools, would end up being able to get to schools, and it involved fraudulent allegations of fraudulent test-taking. All of these were the allegations against folks, and it caught up some pretty big-name celebrities, Felicity Huffman, who's the one from Fuller House. I'm pulling a blank here. From Full House, she was like John Stamos's wife.
Lori
Loughlin, yes, and her husband, their kids got into USC on a rowing scholarship for the rowing team, and depriving other individuals of their allegedly their dreams of rowing as they worked hard in high school to get into. I'm saying that somewhat facetiously. I don't know very many high schools that have rowing teams. But anyway, with the fraud and everything that happened, a lot of folks pled and received sentences. And Denise's, the sentences range from anywhere from no time to one day to one person got 9 months, right?
Right. Those are the ones that voluntarily pled.
Yes. Well, as opposed to the ones that involuntarily pled. I don't know if I've ever heard of somebody. Well, an involuntary plea is somebody who is what we're talking about here.
Yes.
The folks that decided, I'm not going to plead, I'm going to take it to trial.
That's right. A person named Mr. Wilson, he was a private financier.
Yes, financier.
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 John Wilson, yes. And yes. Gamal Abdeliz.
Abdeliz. Yeah, and Abdeliz was a CEO for both Gap and Staples at some point. So these are big power, you know, people. And they pled not guilty, and they went through a trial, and the trial was together. They tried the two defendants together, which to me always feels like that's wrong.
Yeah, that is somewhat... That is interesting. When two defendants are tried together, that presents some very interesting hurdles, especially when, let's say, one defendant has statements that they have made, right? Now, normally, statements that somebody else has made that are not made at the witness stand, it's called hearsay, and it's not admissible. However, a defendant in a case can have their statements, previous statements, brought in by whoever they told them to, because there's an exception to the hearsay rule called the admission of a party opponent. And since a defendant is opposing the prosecution, their statements come in. But when you try two people together, if one person made a statement that implicated both of them, well, it's not a statement that the other guy made. How can the jury use that against him when the one guy made it? And sometimes they have to have separate juries to hear different evidence. I don't know how it worked out, but you're right. It does present some interesting problems.
Yeah, it does. And the two of them were actually found guilty by a jury, which was six women and six men. And they were found guilty of conspiracy to commit fraud and conspiracy to commit bribery. And Mr. Wilson was also found guilty on aiding and abetting in fraud and bribery and filing a false tax return. Remember, the reason tax implications are here is because the mastermind of this whole plan to get kids into colleges without them earning.
Is that Robert Singer?
Yes. Singer. He told everybody that it was a donation and it was tax deductible, and he had a charity. He actually had a 501 whatever it
501c3
is. There
charity.
You go.
Yeah.
He had a charity set up, and so people that contributed to that charity, they took a deduction on their tax return. And if they took that deduction, that it gave them an additional charge.
Because I think they knew. I think they knew they were gaming the system, is I think what the IRS was saying. You guys, you knew you were gaming the system.
Well,
you know this was a phony charity.
In order to achieve a conviction for fraud, they would have had to have shown that the people knew.
Right.
And that the scenario was essentially like, look, I can't have you give a quarter million dollars right to the school so your kid can get in. That's not going to work. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to set up a charity. I'm using air quotes here. And it's all legit, using air quotes under the legit.
You can even deduct it.
You donate to the charity. And I don't know why I'm using, a mafioso accent or whatever. But you donate to the charity, the monies will get dispersed to the people that can make the decisions, and your kid gets in. By the way, can your kid row? All right, that's great. And so that's kind of...
Can they post
send me pictures.
Orders?
Yeah, send me pictures of your kid on a rowing machine. Okay.
I got to ask a question.
Sure.
The hardest sentence so far was 9 months.
That's right.
What are these guys looking at?
Well, here's the thing. The sentencing guidelines, if I recall correctly, for some of these were like in the multiple years, right? And so here's the question. And this is where this is where everybody who pled is going to find out if they made the right choice to enter a plea deal and get a lower sentence when they find out what these two are ultimately sentenced to. Because if these two guys end up getting, let's say hypothetically, they get the same as the harshest penalty, 9 months, or maybe they get 6 months. If they get 6 months, the guy who did nine on a plea is like, what the heck? I should have taken it to trial, right? If they get 9 months, then the person that did 2 weeks or 1 month is, well, okay, I wasn't in custody for an extra 8 months. Good deal. But here's the question. What if, hypothetically, I can't remember the sentencing range, but let's say these guys get 5 years, right? Let's say they each get 5 years. What do you think that they're going to say? Well, wait a second. Everybody else got 1 week to 1 day to 9 months. I get 5 years. But what did I do? I exercised my constitutional right to a trial. How am I? Why am I being punished?
But everybody knows courts don't like it when they offer you a plea. And you say no. The judges, I don't think, look on that favorably. They say, now I have to go through all this trouble just to come to what now was the same conclusion, if convicted, I should say.
Yeah, but they have the right to due process.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying.
So if a judge came out and worded it exactly the way that you said it there, Cal, I could see somebody saying, so I got sentenced because the judge got ticked off because I exercised my constitutional right, and the judge just thought we were wasting all our time, and that's what it is. Here's why. There's a different way to look at it, and this is why I was punished because I took it to trial right. argument doesn't work, and it's for this reason.
Okay.
In sentencing, there is what the sentence would otherwise normally be if it went to trial, and then there are certain mitigating factors that a court can consider to lower the sentence. And one of the mitigating factors is acceptance of responsibility at an early phase of the proceeding. If you choose to accept responsibility, then the court can look at that to reduce it from what the sentence would have otherwise always been. Now, you can look at that and say, well, that's just an interesting way to justify being harsh. I like to use this example. Everybody knows about Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving, and Walmart, and everybody gets these incredible deals. You can get right. a 60-inch big screen TV
I'm
using
bucks.
As a hypothesis for 12 bucks, right?
Right.
Now, if I choose to wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning and go and stand in line to avail myself of this early opportunity to purchase that big screen TV for 12 bucks, then I get it. But if I don't avail myself of that and I want to buy the big screen TV 2 weeks later, what do I pay for it? I pay regular price. Right? I have to do something to take advantage of it. I have to avail, to take advantage of the early deal. And that's where this comes in. So they can't say, well, I'm being punished. Of course, going to come back and say, everybody else got a deal because they accepted responsibility in early phase of the proceedings. They took advantage of a statutory circumstance in mitigation. You did not, so you get what the case is worth without it. And that's what their sentence is going to be.
You know who the real victims are, besides the other college students that didn't get into their, desired colleges.
The jury that had to sit there through this for 2 weeks and go, oh, my gosh, poke
no,
my eyes out.
No, the children.
I think the kids should
the children.
Get
yeah. You want to hear why? It's really sad what happened. Not only did Olivia Jade lose her branding, she was quite an influencer.
That's Lori Loughlin's case,
yes,
yeah.
And she, that's one thing. But in this particular case, Mr. Wilson had paid for his twin daughters to go to Harvard and to Stanford, I think it was, respectively. And guess what? They were still in high school, so they don't get to go to the schools.
Hmm. You know what? We're gonna pick that up for just a little bit when we get back, because I agree with that. But I'll also raise the they may have dodged a bullet argument.
Yes.
But we'll talk about that when we come back. Cal? Have we gone through three quarters of the first hour already? Wow.
Yeah, isn't this flying by? We have a lot of other stuff to talk about, too, and we hope you stay tuned for all of it because you will not want to miss a minute of Radio Law Talk right here. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Oh, come on.
This is Radio Law Talk.
So, yes, when we went to break talking about the college admissions scandal, Denise Dirks went there. She used the "what about the children" argument that you always see when people are talking and they're back and forth about all these things, and there's always the "what about the children."
Well, that's normal for a family law attorney. You're always thinking of the best interest of the children.
Exactly. Sure. Yeah. And I, you know, as a criminal defense attorney, I'll bring it up on sentencing. Don't send him to prison. What about his kids? So let's talk a little bit more about what you're talking about with the children. Specifically, you're talking about folks, the kids that got in as a result of the activities that people have either pled to or been found guilty of now.
Yes.
And were they able to stay in school? I know you've been doing research. What is the general consensus of
that? Well, it depends on the school.
Yes.
And it also depends on the person, because apparently Olivia Jade is still enrolled in USC, although she has voluntarily dropped out. other places like USC for the ones that were involved in the scandal, and if they have been given they've rescinded their admissions. In other words, there's a bunch of children that are in that one. Then it also is, Yale has rescinded the offer. So I would say most of the universities are, in fact, rescinding the offers. But I tried to find out whether or not they were actually rescinding degrees. And I don't think they did. I don't think they rescinded the degrees.
I don't know how many people got in as a result of the scandal and actually stayed in and got the degree. I don't know how long the scandal was going on. But got in, stayed in, and then graduated, and now they have their degree. I don't know how many people that applies to. But regardless of whether they do or not, and the folks that have lost their place in school because the school has removed them, those decisions, that was not because a court went in and said, and these people are now ordered to be out of school. Those decisions were left up to the individual schools what to do with those kids. Is that right?
Yeah, because the schools were viewed as a victim. That's, in fact, how it became a federal case, was because of the federal monies that are involved in universities. They received federal funds.
But like many victims, they had an opportunity to do due diligence on these students, did they not? I mean, does the school have any obligation to look at a picture of a person that's a rower and say,
sure,
let's check this out? Does the admissions people do that, or just the scholarship coach?
So let's catch people up to speed about what we're talking about here. So as it relates to USC, and I think Stanford was the same way with a program there. With USC, it involved the rowing team primarily. And if it was Stanford, it was the sailing team. Now, I went to Brigham Young University. We didn't have a sailing team. at least that I get
sail up on the Great Salt Lake.
Yes. If you've ever driven past the Great Salt Lake, you know why you wouldn't want to sail too long out there. But
right.
So the idea here was the scheme was if your kid can't qualify just normally, the athletic department recruits for specific sports that aren't big feeders from high school anyway. Because take rowing. There's not a lot of high schools that have rowing teams.
Right.
And like almost every high school, if they have a sports program, is going to have baseball, basketball, football,
volleyball.
They've got those. But rowing is just not one of those that has it. But USC has a rowing team. And historically at USC, the coach is going over to the volleyball players saying, you've got a good physique, you got a good size, you would do really well in rowing. And they just kind of pluck him out there and put him into rowing. So USC had this program where folks could get in on a, quote, rowing scholarship, and all they really had to do was promise that at some point in time while they were there, they would consider walking on to the rowing team. Well, that's a pretty huge loophole, and these folks that wanted to get their kids in were like, well, we could take advantage of that. So I'm going to go ahead and have my kid apply and say that she'll consider walking on. We'll even take a picture of her on a row, on a rowing machine.
And claim she was on a club team somewhere.
And so that's how she got the scholarship. Now, under that specific scenario, given how hard the school was working to even find people to recruit and apply, I don't know how many people were displaced because of that, because it seemed to be, given that policy, that they were having a hard time finding people that were even interested to come in and do that.
Sure.
And I think the same thing was true with Stanford and the sailing team, because, again, most high schools don't have sailing programs. And so that's the way that it worked. But I understand that. However, if in order to get in, you're still sending your child to a special proctor to take the SAT or ACT or whatever it is they took and given extra time, and maybe even some of the scores are being doctored to be higher than what they were, and that's where it gets really hinky, along with the payment of money towards fictitious charities and what have you. You have to look at everything collectively. You can't just look at the one thing. Like, yeah, but USC needed rowers. Maybe they did. But they didn't get one. Yeah, but they didn't need people that were going to fake tests and grease the skids of cash.
Right.
They didn't need that. And so,
no, and what does it do to the children? I mean, is it really fair to put your child into that realm, into that university, if they couldn't pass a SAT test. And, you know, a lot could be on stake here, more than just the money, more than just, you know, kicking another child out of the school. It could be how well did the children really do once they got in school?
Yeah, you
could
were
they compete?
You were talking about Wilson, right? And,
yes.
And his two kids that were still in high school, twin daughters, and he was trying to get him into Harvard.
Harvard and Stanford, I think it was.
So here's the thing. Those are pretty competitive universities academically.
Yes.
If you can't qualify to get into those universities, are you setting if your kids can't qualify normally to get in, are you setting them up to fail academically if you put them in a school that might be beyond their capability to begin with? That's one. The bigger thing, the bigger question I have, this is more from a psychological standpoint, is this, and I think this might have applied to the Laughlin kids. The actions and the activities of the parents were going on unbeknownst to the kids. That is the allegation for the Laughlins. Like, the kids are like, don't punish them. They didn't know what we were doing. We did all of this. What does that say about the parent-child relationship when the kid finally goes, wait a minute.
So you think I'm so...
You had so much lack of faith in my ability to pass this test that you were willing to pay somebody to doctor numbers and to grease the skids and to do... That is the real... When you say, what about the children?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that breaks my heart.
Well, you know what? You know, I went to University of Oregon, and there it was really hard to get in as well. And all I had to do to get in was to be able to do the duck waddle.
did you have to do it, or did you row the duck waddle?
I didn't even have to do it in water.
Okay.
I'm just saying I'm disappointed to see that parents teaching their children ultimately that the end justifies the means. We got you in school by whatever means necessary. You know, I just don't get that at all. Why would a parent do that?
Yeah, it's...
I don't think it was well thought out. I think they got into the trap, and they thought it was a good idea, and they loved USC, because Lori Loughlin apparently really wanted her girls to go there. And a lot of times it's about the egos of the parent more than their mistrust, if you will, of their children.
As with most schemes, whether they're illegal or just stupid things that we do in life, it always sounds like a good idea until the promise of nobody will ever find out proves to be an erroneous promise. And then people find out, at which time you're like, oh, no.
Until the knock comes on the door, right?
Yeah,
and it costs, just look at the Laughlins. Lori lost her gig with Hallmark. She'd been with Hallmark forever.
She does.
She also got kicked off of Fuller House.
She did, but I'm still waiting. Lori Loughlin was pigeonholed into a certain typecast because the wholesome whatever. She had all those Hallmark movies. I think after that stint in prison, this is going to help her career because now she's going to get those edgier roles like Fatal Attraction and stuff like that.
Like Farrah Fawcett did in Burning Bed, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
I'm waiting for... She's going to be the Glenn Close Fatal Attraction. I can do anything after that whole... Wholesome, the natural. Oh, I'll wait for you and raise your child until you decide baseball's over and you want to help me. Oh, we've reached the end of the first hour. I'm off on a tangent, so the end of the first hour probably came right at a good time. We'll be back after these messages with more Radio Law Talk.
We've clearly reached an impasse, but we'll resolve it in the next 7 minutes. You stay tuned, and the show will continue at 6 after the next hour. Thanks for listening. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.